Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always, 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 always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, as I like to say, part of the solution. You know, like I said, it's going to be a smorgasbord hour. We're going to have all kinds of stories we're going to be going through pretty quickly. But let's get back to a couple of things. So in California recently, we won the 25th Congressional District. We weren't expected to. But we won the California 25th Congressional District. It was taken by now disgraced Congresswoman, ex-Congresswoman, I should say, Katie Hill. And a person who can't seem to be able to find the truth with both hands. If you handed her a bag that said truth on it, told her truth was in the bag, she wouldn't know it was there. So she rode that wave of the $20 million that, I don't even know what's happened to him, Mike Bloomberg put in. Did Mike go home with his money? Did he decide that he wasn't going to play because they didn't give him everything he wanted? I mean, he would have been a nightmare in every way. But so Katie decides that she's going to ride the wave. Came out of nowhere. Don't tell me she wasn't picked by somebody or wasn't egged on by somebody. Now, some of you say she's not an attractive lady. Well, she's not an ugly young lady either. Okay, her and Christy Smith, who ran pretty much side by side. Christy ran for Assembly for the state of California in the same area, rode the coattails of that $20 million. And she recently lost, she lost the other day, or a week or so ago, to Mike Garcia, the representative out of the California Congressional 25th District. First time a Republican has taken the seat out of a Democrat's hands here in California in about 20 years, and he deserved it. The man worked extremely hard for that seat. So, many of you think that we're going to ride on the coattails of Donald Trump, President Trump. Don't do it. Don't think that way. Don't think that that's how it's going to start and end. You have to work hard. You know, I've been telling people, I've been telling some of you forever. You need to, whatever word you're comfortable with. You really need to start sending emails to your friends. Make the phone calls, do the text messaging, whatever it is that you need to do it to make sure we get the right people in office. Right? I mean, Garcia's first bill, the first thing that he signed on to, promises made, promises kept, the first thing he signed on to is to protect the life of the children that are born after an abortion attempt. Isn't that terrible? Now, there isn't anybody call in if you want to. None of you have the guts to do it, but call in if you want to. I'd love to talk to a Dem, a female Dem preferably, who's going to tell me it's a female's right, a woman's right, to take the life of a human being after it's born, after the cord's been cut. It's on a table. You don't have a right then. It's on its own. And the cowards in Congress do not have the guts to say that because they want the woman vote. And especially you Christian women, if you're voting for somebody strictly based on whether or not they support Planned Parenthood, a woman's right to choose, yada, 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 I feel sad for you. I feel extremely sad for you. There are so many other issues up there. And don't write me like you do and say, well, you know, you're so much into life, you're so much, but yet you believe in corporal punishment, you know, capital punishment. You know, what are you supposed to do with that child after it's born? It's unwanted. No, it's not unwanted. It's very much wanted. Maybe not by that mom. Maybe not by that guy that she had some kind of relationship with. But it's wanted. At one point in this country, there were, I think we used to report on it, was 18 couples for every baby aborted. Think about that. For adoption. In one way, shape, manner, or form. People, many of the adoptions are people who couldn't have children. And their heart breaks when they see these kids killed because they are willing to give it a loving home. A loving place to be. So, again, I don't know how you try to sell that. As Christians that are Democrats. See, in reality, you're Christians first. If you truly are a believer of Jesus Christ and you follow Christ, then you're a Christian first. Who happens to be male, who happens to be white, who happens to be. Whether it's part of the Republican Party or whatever. You were not a Democrat first. You were not a Republican first. You were not a conservative first. When you accept Christ, you are a Christian first. And you know, and these patriotic people, these who think themselves to be true patriots, and they can quote chapter and verse of the Constitution, what it means, who said what, how and when, and what the journal's notes were. Can't recite any of the Bible verses or what they mean. So what are you first? I guess is what it boils down to. That would be my question anyway. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Would love to hear some of your ideas on this. Do you have Democrat friends you go to church with? Or synagogue or wherever? Take some of your principles. Some of the principles they say they believe in. And you don't even have to judge. I'm not even telling you you have to judge somebody. Take those principles. Look at them. I mean, real simple. And go, here's what the word says about this. Why are you voting for somebody who doesn't believe in that? I'm just curious. I would love to be able to converse with somebody on that line. Joe Pacini, your host, listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. And just being part of the conversation, really. And that can come in many ways. We have a chat room up on the website. We have, it's chat rooms on Facebook and places like that, you know, whatever you want to call them. And get involved in the conversation. Learn how other people think or how they approach things. You may find that you guys agree on stuff, but just come at it a different way. And that's what we need. I mean, any way you cut it, we're all different people. So to think that you're going to get to everybody the same exact way just by laying a message down in front of them, and that's it. They either get it or they don't. Yeah, good luck with that. That won't work. The Yeah, you know, I heard today. I love this. I heard today that that there won't be the tradition of putting flags up at the National Cemetery will not happen this year. I don't know how true that is, ultimately. This is crazy, though. We can get together at so many other events, right? As somebody said earlier, Walmart. Any of those places we can gather together. But we can't allow the kids, we can't allow the Boy Scouts, we can't allow people to go to the gravestones to put flags up there to remember what those people gave up for us. Somehow we can't do that. I mean, really, I mean, how bad... Do you understand how bad this is getting? Do you understand that the mere fact... Yeah, you heard me stutter because there's so many other things I want to say. When you look at the real numbers from science, from a scientific standpoint, you didn't know this. Maybe you've been locked in a cave for the last 3 months. And somebody brought these into you and say, hey, you have the smartest scientists in the world living in a cave. Should we hunker down because of this? They would say no. It's not Joe. I'm saying they would say no. There are so many, and they won't. And the problem is they won't let them speak, so you don't know this. But there are so many doctors that are on a different side of this issue. There are so many scientists that are on the different side of this issue. So I don't know. I don't know how you expect to get the truth, to get to the real truth. Well, they don't expect to get to the truth. They don't want to get to the truth. How do you get to the real truth, though, unless you hear everybody's perspective and why? Right? Now, here's what I love, too. I told you guys earlier, we have lost Fox News. You can hear it. You can hear it in their underlying tones. And you can hear it in the way they're constantly somewhat attacking the president. So you've got a poll up right now, or they've got a poll up right now. And I look at this and say, okay, I want to know how they ask the question. Right? I want to know how they asked the question to these people, how many there were. You know, a lot of voters are concerned about the pandemic because they're getting misinformation. And they're worried about the economy. So, you know, when you look at who they favor for what, I think you're going to be a little surprised. Now, Fox took a poll, and again, love to know what how they asked the question. And the poll basically was, you know, who do you trust more kind of thing. And again, not knowing how they asked it really throws a wrench into things. They find the voters trust Biden to do a better job than Trump on health care. Right? And so the poll says, who do you trust to do a better job on? Really simple. On the economy, Biden gets 42%, Trump gets 45%. On China, Biden gets 43%, Trump gets 37%. Now, again, they're polls. I don't believe polls. But in playing the way they play, how in God's creation can the average person think that Biden is going to handle China better? Remember, these are the people that we were going to eat their lunch. They were no threat. They weren't going to do anything. Oh, you know what it is? Mainstream media got them to buy into the fact that the virus is not Chinese. Not Asian. It's not from Wuhan. I mean, seriously. China's not lying to us. Joe Biden has had years, eons, to pass bills, to present bills, to do something to slow China down. Never done it. Never, ever done it. Got a track record to fall back on. Coronavirus, 46 to 37. I mean, this guy's been all over the place with coronavirus. What would he have done different? Remember, he thought Trump was crazy for stopping flights in from China where this thing originated. And now in health care, who are they asking? These are not Republicans. They're not conservatives. They're not middle-of-the-road people. Because 55% of the people said that they would they'd more trust Biden than they would Trump by 33%. So many at Fox go, you know, he's going to win by a landslide. Biden is, if Trump doesn't get his act together. Well, these are the same people that thought that Trump didn't have a chance. And again, why are we feeding them, people? I mean, a lot of us, I get a lot of news from Fox. Don't get me wrong. I go looking there because there's some writers there that I know. You know, I know what they're looking for. I know how they write. I know what they believe. But you're seeing more and more, even some of my favorites, you're seeing more and more of them move away from supporting the press, actually moving away from really supporting conservative principles, frankly. Now, Cavuto is the only one that I'm kind of ripped apart with. It makes me nuts when it comes to Trump and other things. But he's been screaming the same thing. When do we start taking the deficit seriously? When do we start trying to figure out how to pay for this stuff seriously? I mean, again, I did the story 2 weeks ago. Trump's the only president that's ever talked about it. The Chinese owe us $1 billion. I think they owe us like 1.4 or so, 1.2 or something. And we owe them 1.6, is it? I don't even know. Off the top of my head, I don't know. And nobody's ever approached it before. Trump showed up and said, hey, we might be able to fix this. Right? They owe us the money. We want the money. And there's no reason why they couldn't get it either. Now, the Chinese are saying it's before the current administration or the current regime, when they switched to full-blown communism. So, therefore, they don't owe the money. But we should be making a big deal of it. We should be making them so uncomfortable. Show me your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Doug O'Farr. A lot more coming up after the break.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A sharply divided Senate confirmed John Ratcliffe as Director of National Intelligence, with Democrats refusing to support the nomination over fears that he will politicize the intelligence community's work under President Donald Trump. All Democrats opposed Ratcliffe making the first DNI to be installed on a partisan vote since the position was created in 2005. The final tally was 49 to 44. Ratcliffe takes over the agency at a tumultuous time. The nation faces threats from Iran and North Korea. Russian disinformation campaigns interfere with U.S. elections and tensions with China over rising competition and the spread of the coronavirus. At the same time, Trump has viewed the intelligence agencies with distrust and ousted and fired multiple officials. Ratcliffe will replace Richard Grenell, the current acting director who's overseen the recent personnel changes. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Sorry, a couple of nitwits.
We're back. That's weird. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. No, seriously, I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, I got to think about some of the liberties and some of the things that we need to be able to do, and the fact that they really think that Joe Biden does a better job of health care. And, you know, think about what health care was like under Joe Biden. When he was with, what's his name, Barack Obama. There's nothing there. He's not saving us. He didn't do anything to help us out. He actually made it worse. Nobody will say that. But like I always say to you, let's bring on the experts, because I have no clue as to what I'm talking about most of the time. I have to bring people on to help enlighten us, if you would. And you know who I'm talking about, right? Okay, we're back at it again, and I always, I bring people on that can inform us, because I don't have all the answers. This has been a really crazy couple of weeks. You know, we brought on experts on the COVID virus and the numbers and how things are playing out, because you really, we can guess, we can read what people have, the stuff that they put out on social media and other places, but you can't believe that. You guys really have to do your own homework. Don't go to the far right-wing websites, don't go to the far left-wing websites, you know. Find sites, Johns Hopkins University, real information from the CDC. Those are the places you need to go to pull your information together. Otherwise, you know, you're doing what they're doing. You're just kind of fear-mongering, throwing stuff out there. You're going to lean to the side that you believe in. Let's not be them. That's been my mantra for the last few weeks. Let's not be them, okay? Matt Bellows joins me. Been a while from Liberty Health Share, and I always appreciate his time with us because he is an expert in this area. Matt, thanks for being with me.
I'm glad you just didn't say, let's not be Matt Bellin.
Well, listen, I'm having a hard time hearing you through the five masks that you have on, right, in Pennsylvania there. I mean,
yeah.
I have been playing a game on here in my area where I have, you're going to laugh at this one, but you have to wear masks at drive-thrus around here in California now, too. You have to, I mean, the stupidest places you have to wear masks. So I said, okay, if you're going to force me to do something I don't want to do, I'm going to do something you don't want to see. So I got these masks that say Trump 2020 on them. okay, keeping us safe and great. And so now when I pull up to those drive-thrus and I go to the stores, I got a walking billboard on my face. And let's see. I'll wait for one to say, you can't do that. Take that off. I'll be more happy to take it off. No problem. But isn't it kind of, you know, you're in the medical world. I think it's kind of asinine that here I am in the supermarket. I've got to wear a mask in the supermarket, yet I have people, you know, sneezing, sniffling, and coughing. What are they doing? They're touching my vegetables. And that seems to be okay.
Yeah.
So anyhow.
Well, I've actually talked to doctors and epidemiologists about the whole idea of utilizing the masks. And I'm sure I'm not saying anything that people probably haven't heard already. But frankly, the masks are temporary things. They are there to keep, doctors or nursing staff safe or patients safe over a fixed time period, not to keep it on for hours upon end. And people have actually already been shown to have some negative adverse reactions to more CO2, inhalation of it.
Yep.
Other factors, other issues. I had one epidemiologist say, basically what you're doing is strapping on a sponge to your face, and at some point it's going to get through. So, leave that as you may.
Well, it's, again, not being the educated guy in the room, I'm thinking of this thing. I've got this thing on my face. I mean, why don't I just breathe in and out of a paper bag? I mean, for real, that's basically what you're doing. And on top of that, yeah, I've spoken to a few nurses who say they don't even wear masks, no matter where they're at in the hospital. They don't wear masks all day long because it inhibits the oxygen intake. So if they're telling the nurses not to wear it all day long and they're not doing it, why are they expecting us to do it every... You people driving down the road in your car with a mask on, take it off. Are you worried about infecting yourself? I mean, seriously, and if you're in a car with people that you're at home with, they've already got it or don't got it, whatever way you want to look at it, because they're in the house with you. And to your point, if you're depriving yourself of oxygen at all, I don't want you driving down the road. trying to take oxygen away from yourself, So I always get a kick out of that kind of stuff. But let's get to actual, healthcare and what's going on. And I know that Liberty HealthShare, first of all, for those of you who haven't been with us for a few weeks, Dale, wow, there you go. As a matter of fact, I saw a picture of your dad on the speaking circuit. I think that's wonderful. I think it's great that he's out there and not sitting around with a pipe in his mouth by the fireplace. He's out there still working. But again, when you see what's going on out there and people, Liberty HealthShare self-pay, why don't you explain the premise of Liberty HealthShare and what it is?
Sure. Liberty HealthShare is a group of individuals who are gathering together to share in each other's medical expenses. We're all each considered self-pay patients who are sharing medical bills with one another. Frankly, I look at it as going to church on Sunday, standing up and saying, hey, everybody broke my arm, here's the medical bill, and then people come up and give you money. That's basically what we've done in terms of Liberty HealthShare, but of course we do it with some a little bit more technology and systems in place to make all that happen. But really, this is not a third-party payment system where you're putting money into a fund and hoping to get some of that money back. These are neighbors. These are friends. This is family. This is what you would normally do whenever you had a situation that was unexpected and unaffordable. It would be those people that you would turn to in those times of need. I was actually talking to a gentleman who said that even people who have to deal with insurance premiums or some sort of deductible or something like that, a lot of people actually still come together to help them pay for those kinds of things. So when it comes to the third-party payment system, they're still resorting to a sort of healthcare sharing in a sense. But it's a great way to make sure you get your health care bills paid that really respects your freedom.
Well, I'll tell you what, even today, I mean, the problem, people, the insurance doesn't cover everything they got going on. Some things they won't cover at all. And the community still comes together in some areas to help out. And there's nothing wrong with that. And in today's world, you thought it was hard to get a hold of the insurance people before. Now you got to send somebody there via Pony Express to find someone. But... what do you see in at Liberty HealthShare? I mean, are you seeing an influx of people making or requesting money for COVID type of things or COVID service or what have you? I mean,
we have seen that. We have seen an uptick in people wanting testing and getting diagnostic procedures done. We haven't seen a whole lot of actual diagnoses of COVID-19.
I know,
but we have seen that. Where we have seen the issues are. really is just dealing with the hospitals and doctors. A lot of, frankly, hospitals are widely empty at this point.
I know.
Trying to get somebody in the billing department is difficult as well. So we're trying to process things as much as we can and help our members out. But right now, it's just such a strange and weird time to have to be dealing with everyday life. You never would have expected this kind of thing at the beginning of 2020. So this is the time where we all need a little extra patience and grace with each other.
Matt, I would never expected this kind of thing, period. I mean, I'm not trying to put you on the spot with your position, but I'm sitting here looking at the numbers every night. I bring on doctors. I bring on people that are in this on a daily basis. And my you know, let's just be clear here. We believe, or I believe, that the COVID virus exists, and yes, it's affecting people and what have you. But when you look at the actual numbers, when you stop playing with numbers that scare people, and you look at percentages, this is a science experiment that just doesn't add up. That's kind of how I'm looking at it. You know, when you're talking about, what is it, 0.0023% of the people that actually get symptoms die from it. This is something that normally, a few years back, the CDC wouldn't even have looked at. So I find it interesting, and it's causing people, I think, with the anxiety and everything else that's going on, it's causing people some real serious problems that we don't need to put on them. I fear that as time goes on, it's gonna play out in a mental way, if you would, you know, problems mentally with people. And I hope not. I pray not. But I think you're gonna see that happen, don't you?
Yeah, actually, we have been concerned about that as well, because as in other time periods, and if the statistics can be believed, every percentage point that you see in unemployment, you get a rise of detrimental activities like, frankly, suicide.
Yep.
And other areas where people are really succumbing to depression. And we don't want to see that happen at all. And so we're concerned about those who might be dealing with that. You know, people have stressors on them that are having to go through these things. People who lose their jobs and, you know, wonder what they're going to do if they receive a medical bill. Frankly, I like to look at that and just say, you know, at least folks like us, Liberty HealthShare, having that availability. You can take it from employer to employer, state to state, hospital to hospital. It's your choice. It's your you're a part of that community. At least that's one of the stressors that can be relieved from somebody's life whenever they're dealing with an unemployment situation and might need to make a big change. So, you know, if people are concerned about that issue when it comes to how are they going to pay for health care bills.
We'll be back in a minute. You can learn more about how to pay for them. I mean, seriously, you're going to learn more about taking control of your own health. We'll be back in a minute. This is The Real Side on GCN.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, I love that you guys in the chat room, that you're so personal with each other. You know each other. We all want the same thing for each other, right? We all want what's good for each other, what have you. And I love the fact that you know how people get to work, and you know what they got going on in their lives, and you're willing to pray with each other and help each other and wish each other good. So, stupid little thing that warms my heart, that you guys aren't just people. You're not just political news people, political junkies, just looking for a place to spew. So anyhow, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Speaking of taking care of yourself and all that, you know, Liberty Health Share has been a sponsor of the show for years now. And they've stuck with us no matter what's going on around us and what's going on in the economy. And but they're a valued service. I mean, you've heard sponsors before, and they come and go, and you know, find out that they're not doing the right thing, or you know, they've got other stuff that's going on. And I don't always let them go because they're not doing the right thing. But anyway, these guys provide a real service. And the more and more people that have switched over to them, that I get emails from, very much appreciate their services, very much appreciate how they handle this. And bear in mind, and keep in mind, that they call themselves a membership because it truly is like being a member of a society, a group, a club, or what have you, where people do reach out, wish you well, want to pray for / with you. Anyway, take a listen to the interview I did earlier. We're back at it again. Look, I try to keep you guys informed. I want you engaged. And I know usually, you know, we talk about this all the time, healthcare, finances, that kind of stuff, pretty boring. I try to make it non-boring, not boring for you. And I tell you what, if you deal with a regular insurance company, that's boring. And it's not boring. It's actually aggravating as heck. And I can tell you from personal experience with my kids and other people. But people that have written me, you guys have sent me emails. You can always send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You've switched to Liberty HealthShare, and you know, Matt, I get nothing really. I really get nothing but good reports. I think I had one person call me, not with a bad report. I think it was more ignorance, where they didn't understand how the process worked. I put them in touch with somebody there at Liberty HealthShare. They got it worked out. They're very happy now. So it's a pardon the term, but it is a liberating experience to truly have control over how your body is going to be managed, taken care of, and you know, treated, if you would. That's a whole different animal, isn't it?
It really is, and the way that people are approaching healthcare sharing and Liberty Health Share really is important to have that mindset, because you're not just relying upon a third-party payment system. Hopefully someday you'll get some of the money back if ever you need it. This really is a system where you're engaged, you're in charge, you're making the decisions, and so making that shift for some people can be difficult, but it really is that mindset that we like to call the ownership mindset. I own my health care. I own my body. I own the decisions that I make and the bills that I incur. And during those times that are unexpected and unaffordable, that's when the community comes together to help share in those medical expenses. So it really is a shift from that entitlement mentality where I just pay my money and I get what's coming to me, to an ownership mindset that says I'm a part of a community, I'm engaged in my health care, I'm taking responsibility for it, I'm going to work with my doctor, ask the questions that need to be asked, and it really does take that mind shift to really think about it in the proper way.
Yeah, it's really funny. You know, you take your some of us who have kids, you know, you take your kids into the doctor, and you're asking them all kinds of questions, right? What are you doing that for, and why are you doing that? Is there another way we can? I mean, you're like want to know every little thing they're doing. When it comes to your own body, though, many of us and many of you, the doctor says, "Here, take these pills. Come see me in 2 weeks." You go, "Oh, okay." I mean, seriously, it's a different mindset. Some of you guys will understand this. Some of you garage guys, right? You take your little baby into the mechanic to be done, and he starts telling you what he's going to do and how he's going to tear it apart, and you're going, whoa, wait. Why are you doing that? You know, what's it going to cost me? Show me why you need to do that. And men, more than women, you know, will go into a doctor and do whatever they're told to do. And it's a whole different animal. And frankly, I will say personally, and I've told people this before, I am stuck with a different kind of policy. But I've learned so much from you. I've learned so much from how Liberty HealthShare operates, that I am pounding on the doctor when I go there. There are things that I have to pay for myself because I don't want to chase the doctor down for weeks. Apparently, when you go to the doctor for a regular checkup, he can't do a blood test until after he does the checkup. And he can only order what he deems, hey, I think he's got this or I think he's got that, so I'm going to test for that. I pay for it myself, but I go in for the whole blood test ahead of time so that he has it in his hands to know what to look for when I get there. I think that kind of makes sense. Can't do that with a regular insurance policy.
That does a lot of the same thing. I think you're perfectly right. Absolutely.
Yeah, and with Liberty HealthShare, you have that option to sit with the doctor and lay out your, not just your treatment plan, but your care plan, right?
Well, a lot of times what we have found is that whenever somebody goes in and starts talking to the doctor or hospital saying, hey, why don't I just pay now, or, you know, why don't you bill me this? You know, I'll take care of it in cash. I'll get you guys paid as soon as possible. That's when you start seeing some of the billing magic happen. People start saying, wait, am I dealing with the person who's actually going to pay here? And I think that's the magic of Liberty Health.
Yeah, I like
well.
That. That's cool.
you've got that power of the purse string to get. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's funny. You know, I've got a relationship with a couple of doctors, and not for medical reasons, but for business reasons. And they will tell me the biggest problem they have, A, is getting paid, which is why some of their fees are so high at times. Because, you know, under normal circumstances, the average business gets paid 30 to 45 days out. These guys would be waiting 90, 120 days in some instances to get paid. So I don't blame them for charging some of the fees they charge at times. There's some of them that don't do anything. They, don't, you know, they shouldn't be paid at all, but that's beside the point. But but I think, again, when you, you know, let's explain some of the terminologies, because people have been so so stuck up on what's going on with COVID and so involved and engaged in trying to figure out what they're going to do. Let's go through some of the terminologies you use. You know, self-pay, you know, clients or whatever we're called, members. I like the members thing because it does sound, you're part of the club, you're part of the group, and we are all paying attention to each other, aren't we?
Yeah, and that's why we call ourselves members, because you're actually joining a community. You're really thinking about the fact that you are a responsible person who is a part of this thing rather than just a passive receiver of goods or services. You're engaged. You're really a part of how this whole thing works. So, yeah, it is a membership. You know, saying that we're all self-pay patients really does mean that I'm responsible for the health that I have, for the health care that I employ, and for the bills that I incur. But that doesn't mean that you're alone during, you know, if ever you have something that happens in terms of like a heart attack or an accident or high-dollar health care, we're there as a community voluntarily to help you out in those situations. And we've had, you know, heart attacks and triple bypass surgeries and premature births all taken care of by the community, yeah, because we've committed to one another in that time period. So it really does change the mindset of people as they're going through this to realize that, one, they're not alone. They do have ultimate control. We're respecting the individual while supporting them with the community.
You know, I hate to sound like that 90-year-old guy saying, hey, I remember when. But I do remember when, in the 70s, I grew up in the north end of Boston, the Italian section. And when people would break, you know, it's not like it is today. You broke a leg, you know, you didn't get paid for being home for three. I think back then it was 6 weeks for the leg to heal. But nowadays they get out the next day, they're walking on the stupid thing. But, you know, people were over there. They were helping out. People were bringing food. You know, not a lot of people had a whole bunch of money they didn't know what to do with. But you help out by, you're bringing some food. You're helping out with the kids, right? You're helping out with the laundry, whatever needs to be done. As a community, we've kind of lost that, if you would. And this is a different community. And the thing I love about Liberty Health Chat, and I've heard this from some of my listeners, is you can actually communicate with that person. You can send words of encouragement to somebody who's going through the same thing maybe you went through, whatever the operation is or the scenario is. And we've seen it over and over again in studies, and John Hopkins has done this, where if you have a positive mental mindset, if you're a praying person, if you have people encouraging you, you heal faster, don't you?
We've seen it multiple times, and I think that's why a lot of our members are really excited about being a part of Liberty Health Share, because the responsibility aspect of it really does change your health outcome. And so having that, you know, that whole system back you up with the proper mindset, you get a lot of better outcomes when it comes to your personal health.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I just think it's so nice to have people, you know, giving you words of encouragement. I think it's so nice when even I have a call to ask questions, because, you know, again, being on the radio, people are expecting you know, a bit of investigation on my part, and I will call and ask questions. I've never had a bad experience either when I call Liberty Health Care. And I'm not just saying that because you guys are a sponsor. I mean, I have fired sponsored from the show before, you know? And I do. You do spot checks, how, you know, and you ask questions and see how they treat you. And again, they realize I have a sixth grade education, so they work with me well, and I get all the information I need to get. And that's what you people need to do. Don't just sign up for Liberty Health Share because Matt and I are talking about it and it sounds like a cool thing to do. Check it out. Go there. I hate to use this word. I know it's a four-letter swear word. You need to read. You need to look at the website. You need to do a little reading. You need to make the phone call, and you need to talk to these people, and they'll let you know, how this will, and in some cases, this might not work for you. If you're one of those people that doesn't want to do any work at all, plop down the card, pay the big premiums, and that's it, this may not be for you. You need to really check it out and see what it's like to really take care of your own health care. Any last words, Matt, before you go?
Hey, this is a tough time. Let's all come together. Let's understand what's happening in this world, and let's make it a better place.
Amen. I can deal with that. And you know what? I always appreciate the words of wisdom from that. Listen, next hour, Tom Del Beccaro joins us. Are we going to make it through this? He's going to let us know. We'll be back in a few minutes.